you, Lord, for this day. Dear Lord, dear Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received.
Why?
Hallelujah. We give this morning time to you, Lord, this morning to work in us. Lord, it's your opportunity to have your way in our lives and to make us more like you and to change us more into your image and to sanctify us truly, that its spirit, soul, and body, Lord, might be entirely yours, that we might be holy and pure even as you are holy and pure. Lord, make us more like thee. Change from glory into glory. Till in heaven we take our place. Lord, you're working. We are your workmanship. And we thank you, Lord, that you're working in us today. Work mightily, Lord, in everyone, staff or guests, young or old. Work in us this morning, dear Lord. We give you that opportunity as we open our hearts to you, as we worship you, as we listen to you attentively and have an ear to hear what you'll say. Through your word, through the testimonies, through the songs. Lord, speak to us. You do. May we have ears to hear. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless. Let us be. Let us see thy great salvation perfectly restored in thee, change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we pass our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and grace, change from together. We can sing it as we pray it, not read it. But 112. Kindle a flame of love and zeal within this heart of mine. Fan into flame, Paul writes to Timothy. Fan that fire. Let it be a great conflagration. May God do it as we ask Him to, as we pray it. 112. Hallelujah.
Thank you. an impression that we're saved, we're Christians, we're born again, we've known the Lord for some of us for a long time. And so this song just kind of bypasses us. I mean, it's a nice song, and the expressions are really nice to sing. You know, everybody else needs it, but I don't. I mean, come on. I'm a Christian. I'm saved. I'm born again. The Lord loves me. I love Him. I belong to Him. And cleanse my heart. I've been there, done that. I mean, 100 times. And every part, you know, well, that's already done too. Maybe you think that. I hope not. I hope not. I remember being in a meeting in the Ridgewood years ago, a long, long time ago. And when I was young, in my early 20s, and I had just started to sit on the platform in Ridgewood with all the luminaries, and there I was. I didn't say a word. I wouldn't dare. But there was a lady that got up and testified. Now, everybody in Ridgewood in those days, now, I don't know if it's still the same today, but in those days, everybody in Ridgewood was a saint. Is it still that way? I don't know. I'm not sure. At least that was my impression. They were all saints, and they all looked holy. You know what I mean? They looked the part. There was a woman there, her name was Frieda Nyack. She had been a retired missionary. She looked holy. In my opinion, she was, and maybe she really was. But we sang the song, "Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come on thy sweetness, come on thy fullness. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart." And then those verses point out some things that are not very holy. Well, she jumped up after that song was sung. She didn't give anybody a chance to say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus." She didn't give anybody a chance. She jumped up and said, "I am so convicted." And she pointed out one expression from that. She said, "Dad, I am so not that. I am so far from that. I want Jesus to forgive me. I want Jesus to save me better, make me pure." And I thought, oh, if holy Frieda Nyack, I'm never going to get there. It's impossible. But I guess it is possible. And I don't know how far along the line she got before the Lord took her. Till in heaven we take our place, He's purifying. He's purging. And we pick up, as Brother Elliot said, we pick up things as we go along, and we set up our own walls. And most of them are our own doing. They're not necessarily sins, but they're weights that slow us down, and they easily then beset us, and we're just kind of mark time. And then we sing a song like this, and we just continue to mark time. But no, Lord, Holy Spirit, breathe on me. And take out everything in me that is not contrary to living a holy life, which we have been called to live. And so, Lord, burn that. We've heard twice about the fire burning. What does that mean, though? What does that mean? That means I sing louder, jump higher? No, that means I'm purer. That means I'm more like Jesus. The fire of the Holy Spirit, we sang it in the previous song this morning, that fire burns in our souls, burns in our hearts, and burns within us a love for Jesus Christ that supersedes our love for this world and the things of this world, and they burn out, and the love of Christ burns on and in. And another beautiful song we have in the White Book is "Burn On." O fire of God, burn on until all the dross is burned away. And I'm thankful that He's doing that. And these are constant reminders, and we need them. We need them. Maybe the saints, the holy people, really do need them more than anybody else. Because, you know, when you're a start and a beginner, and like a Brother Elliot expressed, oh, that fire burns, that zeal, we're ready to go. And say, and then we just get like normal. I don't want to be normal. You say, that's good, because you're not. I don't want to be normal. I want to live in the supernatural. I want to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and let Christ fill me and live out His life in me. And I know we all do. I know we all do. And I know none of you think that you're satisfied yet, and yet you are, but you're not. And you're pressing toward the mark. And I trust that's so. But Lord, fire burn. Lord, kindle that flame. And that last stanza that we didn't yet sing. Lord, till I'm all thine own. till I'm wholly given and wholly lost in Thee and wholly belong, Lord, till I'm altogether, burn and keep on burning, and let the Holy Spirit keep on dealing with me and work in me until my will is lost in Thine to live for Thee alone. Let's sing it together. Holy Spirit, breathe on.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free.
You guys are getting to the minutia of the matter this morning. The thoughts, and not acting upon those thoughts, but those thoughts not being right. Wow. Is that what it means to be holy and sanctified? My thoughts? Yeah, that's what it means.